Colorado, throat northern black, largemouth, speckled trout, Dorado, coho, flying fish, walleye, bonefish, sunfish, codfish, monkfish, shark, barracuda, tarpon, hammerhead, bluefin, tuna, great white mackerel, haddock, pollock, striped.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we're talking to Steve Lynch, who's you know, lives in or around Portland, and he was up this morning at before sunup, went out and looking in the Salmon River that dumps into the Columbia just east of Portland. And how many steelhead did you get?
We got six. It was a sandy river.
Uh huh. And what's the limit?
The limit's three a person.
So and there's two of you.
They had a very good return this year.
Wow. Now, steelhead are, they are, I guess it's kind of like the marlin of the ocean. You know, anybody that fishes fresh water, steelhead is at the top of the list, and they're not easy to catch. Now, as we know, steelhead basically is a rainbow or a trout that goes to the ocean and returns. And the difference between a steelhead and a salmon is the steelhead can come back and forth many times, where a salmon goes out, comes back, spawns, and dies. But steelhead are, they're lean, mean, and if I remember correctly, in the state of Oregon, the definition of a steelhead is a rainbow trout that's over 18 inches, I think?
Correct.
And
yes,
and they're mean and they're fun, but
yes, they are. Mainly the summer runs, when you set the hook on them, they come right out of the water.
Yeah,
salt and go screaming around. The winters don't jump as much, but it is, it's an excitement though. As soon as you set that hook, it just blows up.
Yeah. And what were you using to catch these?
We were side drifting tiered salmon eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new line of tier that we came out with last year, the water soluble tier.
I'm sorry, what was that word? Water soluble what?
It's a liquid egg tier.
Cure?
It's a liquid.
Yeah.
So all you do is shake it up, mm-hmm. put your eggs in like a pint or a quart container, mm-hmm. and pour this over them for 4 to 6 hours and let them soak in the brine,
mm-hmm.
and it dyes them, firms them up, and loads them with all kinds of bite stimulants.
And then you just put the eggs on a hook, or do you put them in a sack, or how do you use it?
No, we could cut our stings up in about thumbnail-sized pieces,
uh-huh.
and put them on the bait loop of our hook.
Uh-huh.
We don't use any netting or tie them up like they do in the east,
because mm-hmm.
Our eggs are solid enough, they come in skeins.
Yeah.
But I tell you, yeah, just drifting the tiered row, and then,
yeah.
you know, later in the morning, we would put a little bit of our scents on them.
Yeah.
But starting out, it was just the plain tier. It was working fabulous.
Yeah. Well, you know, fly fishing for steelhead is awesome. But your chances of getting any at all, let alone significant numbers, are pretty thin. But if you really want to catch them, I wouldn't call it cheating, but it's certainly much more effective way to catch fish.
I believe so. And, you know, our products are made with 100% real bait. So if you're using the scents that the fish are feeding on, it's all natural to them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if there's krill in the water and you're using krill, if they're feeding on crawfish and you're using crawfish, it's uh-huh. just a much better way to fish.
Well, you know, let's talk about that for a second. And that's about scents and what attracts fish is the natural baits that you use. And give us a little bit of an idea about ProCure, what it is. And, you know, is it some sort of a, you know, a salt chemical or something that you cure the eggs with, or what is it?
Well, we started in 1984 with the salt products to cure salmon eggs. And then in 1988, we started producing oils, where we would buy bait, mm-hmm. press it for the oil. And then in 1995, we came out with a gel. So what we're doing is we're pressing the bait and retrieving the oil out of it and grinding up the rest of the bait and putting in our gel base.
Hmm.
So we're virtually a green company. We throw nothing away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can get 5,000 pounds of herring, and we process it all, grind it up, press it. So we extract, like I said, all the oil. So if you're using bait, you would inject or marinate it with our oil.
Uh-huh.
If you're using lures or soft plastics or rubber worms, mm-hmm. you would be using our gel base.
Mm-hmm.
There's 86 different baits we buy from across the country. And
now,
out of those 86 baits...
Well, you're talking about 5,000 pounds of one particular thing, and you've got 86 of them. How big are you guys?
Well, we're probably in a 50,000-square-foot facility, but we have off-storage holding tanks and freezers that we use.
Well,
so in case we burn to the ground, you know, we don't
wow.
lose everything.
This is big. And you're based in Portland?
Yes. So our company's in Salem, Oregon,
uh-huh.
about 45 minutes
south
of Portland.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
interesting.
Then, we've got a line of water-soluble products for the fly guys. So if they're using the Marabou jigs, if you put an oil or gel in that jig, it's just a big snot ball rolling down, you know, drifting. But if you use our water-soluble,
yeah.
the Marabou jig still flutters and breathes beautiful when it's going
uh-huh.
through the water.
Is that legal if you're fly fishing, if you're a purist?
It is. As long as the only time you cannot use scent is if your regulations state no bait, no scent.
Uh-huh.
We don't go on the hook, so we're not considered... bait on our oils and gels. So as long as there's a bait restriction, you're still okay to use a pro cure unless they put in it no bait / scent.
Well, you know, I think that's something that we should probably address real quick because we don't have a whole lot of time. Now, if you're using, normally if you're trying to catch trout, you're not supposed to use trout as bait. So in other
words,
if you're using trout, you're not supposed to use trout eggs. So can you kind of explain about that process of what you do and what, obviously, every state, let alone region and river may be different, but give us kind of a quick overview of how that works.
Sure. What we always tell everybody is read the regulations, and if they're not sure, call the Department of Fish and Wildlife. But in a lot of the lakes and streams, you cannot use a trout egg to catch trout. But yet we get from Alaska about 100,000 pounds of immature pinks and reds, which are salmon eggs. We cure those up, and those are legal in most cases to use in those rivers, lakes, and streams because they're not a trout.
Oh, they're a salmonoid, but they're not trout. So,
correct.
So a pink salmon egg may appear to be similar and have the same attractive benefits as a trout egg, but it's not one.
Correct, because if we buy them on the immature side, so they're a small berry. They're not mm-hmm. a medium or large berry.
And what was it? You said something about 100,000 pounds?
We go through approximately 100,000 pounds of the immature eggs a year.
Of just the eggs?
Reds.
Wow.
Yes, and then 100,000 pounds or more of the you know, we buy salmon eggs that we package and sell. And then a lot of our products are made with salmon egg juice. So I'm buying all the eggs I get my hands on just to cure and press them for the oil.
Oh, you guys
and then we put them in.
You guys are big. How big is your distribution?
Well, we're worldwide, and we're currently selling to 14 other countries.
Wow.
And growing with that each year.
Wow.
So I think I've got contracts on my desk for three other countries that we're looking at.
And the reason for that is because it works.
Well, we think so. I mean, and we don't even advertise with those other countries. I mean, they've contacted us. So,
wow.
We don't know how they hear about it, but we're just glad they contact us.
Wow. Yeah, Steve, this is, I mean, I knew somewhat about what you do. We've had you on before, but I had no idea. You guys are big, and the reason you're big, it's not because you've got some kind of a promotional campaign. It's because it works, and people are looking for you.
That's right. I mean, we spend very little money on advertising compared to a lot of the competitors out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think putting out a good product and the word of mouth and the Facebook and the social media, man, that's been huge.
Okay. Well, time is going real quick. How do we get in touch with you?
You can just procure.com. It's procure.com.
So pro-cure.com.
Correct.
And it works. And we're going to have to get you back on real quick. This is we need more time with this. This is incredible. And you know, if you go out and get your limit that fast and then go back to work and get on the radio, you're awesome.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Let me tell all of you now, I got a mess of them fishing man blues. Now look at you, fish. Honey, hand me another hook. Fish. Yeah, I know I done lost another one. Going
fishing. Okay, anyway, Steve, stay on the line just for a second. We're going to make another call right now. We've got to get in touch with Steve Abbott. So we're going to put him on. As soon as he comes on, we'll get rid of you.
All right. Thank you.
You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And, wow, that was so exciting. Rick, Steve, we thank you so much. We're going to have to bring you back on for at least a couple segments, if not a whole show, because 10 minutes... You know, it's just a gloss over of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Anytime that you need me, I'm just a phone call away.
Yeah. Well, Steelhead, man, that's an angler's dream. Are you free to talk to John? Okay.
Yeah, it's a great addiction.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I think I lost a job about 15 years ago.
Okay. All righty. Well, we have Rick Emmett from Tracker Boats Mercury Marine. And Rick, if you don't mind, we're just going to say goodbye to Steve Lynch from Procure. Who's got a product that you've probably heard about? And we were just talking about he went out. He already went out this morning and caught six steelhead. So, but and incredible stuff. We'll talk some more about that. We're going to get him back on. But right now, we better get back with you because we're limited on time also. And so we appreciate that. Steve, thank you very much for coming in, and we're going to get talk to you real soon. Right now, we've got Rick Emmett from TrackerMarine.com. And if you don't mind, Rick, give us, first of all, let's start off with a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, I work for Tracker Boats, also Bass Pro Shops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the field promotions manager, so what my job entails is I get to work closely with our pro fishing anglers, any of our sponsored sportsmen, guys like Kevin Van Dam, Edwin Evers, Rick Klund that fish the Bassmaster Elite Tour, also some of our regional guys that fish some of the regional circuits like the Bass Open, ZFLW Series, Everstarts, things like that. And I get involved in our tournament sponsorships and different field promotions out in the field. Plus, get to do a lot of boat testing and involved with the new product on the boat side. So, been with the company 30 years, and it's my dream job.
People tell me, it says, hey, man, you got a great job, but I'd rather have yours.
Well, I hear a lot of people tell me that, so I feel privileged to have it.
Yeah. Well, let's, you know, what we need to do is Tracker, and you also work with Mercury, right? Is that right?
I don't work for Mercury, but I do work with their field promotions manager closely, Michelle Kilburn, and we're involved with a lot of projects as far as anglers go and tournament support. We do a lot of sponsor some similar tournaments together.
Well, Tracker Boats, they've been around for a while, but Tracker, in my mind, has got to be one of the most successful, especially freshwater fishing boats in the world, because what they do is they build a fantastic product that is very affordable. You know, they're not known for being cheap, but when you compare the price to anything else, they're able to put this stuff together and put it out. And most of the time, especially bass anglers, you look around and that's what they got. And there's a reason for that.
Correct. We were really the first manufacturer to offer a complete boat, motor, and trailer package back in the late 70s. And I remember one of our first ads was a full spread in the front of the Bass Pro catalog that said it had a picture of the boat on the trailer and said, I don't remember the exact verbiage, but this this package is our competitors are jealous of this package at $49.95, and then the next line, especially since it is $29.95. So, yeah, we've been able to put together the first complete package boat, motor, and trailer. You used to have to go out and buy a trailer separate. The boat wouldn't be rigged. And now virtually everyone in the industry does it.
Well, I, my first pontoon boat was one I bought used. It was an 18-foot bass buggy. And, you know, that was... it was incredible. And, you know, the price that you guys put this stuff out for and the quality that you put it out for, I mean, you know, it may not be, you know, like Mercedes or Bentley, you know, finishes on it, but it is well finished. It's got everything you need. It's fully functional and it's very reasonably priced. And I, you know, and that's probably why I would guess that you guys are probably about the biggest in the industry.
We certainly are. And we, I would definitely not use the word cheap because there are some cheap products out there. We provide the best value in the industry.
Absolutely.
And I feel confident that I can say that.
Well, you know, this is, you know, the beginning of 2016 and, you know, things change over time. Can you give us a clue as to what we're looking for this year?
We have several new models coming out. A few on the tracker side, a few on the Nitro performance fishing boat side, and some on our Mako both inshore and offshore brand.
Oh, I didn't realize you own Mako also.
We also own Mako.
Yeah.
What I work closely with managing our pro fishing team is the Nitro side. They use Nitro performance bass boats in most of the tournament circuits. And we have a we came out in 2015 with a Z21, and it's a 21-foot bass boat rated for, well, up to a 350 even. Most guys will put a maximum of 250 on there, but we're excited to release an 18, a 19, and a 20 this year. Yeah.
Well, you know the thing about bass boats and bass anglers, I've always been a little bit suspicious because, you know, a bass angler, now it's important that they get where they need to go as quick as they can. But, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they'll jump in their boat and from the starting gate and they throw the hammer down and they go like 60 miles an hour across the lake. They spend 5 minutes, nothing here. So they turn around and go 60 miles an hour the opposite direction. And I have a suspicion that they like driving the boat more than they like fishing.
That could be. And guys that do that, I would say, are usually not your most successful anglers. They may be just wanting to run around and show off their boat. But it does help you to be able to fish longer.
Yeah.
Especially if you have, you know, a 30-minute run to your first spot. If you can get there
in 10 minutes
fast, then sometimes 5 or 10 extra casts before you have to run back.
Or get there before somebody else does. Yeah, get there before somebody else does. Yeah.
You do that for sure.
Mm-hmm. But, and that's, we should probably pick something in particular to talk about. We've only got a minute or two. So should we talking about the Tracker, Nitro, Mako, or what would you like to talk about that you can give us an update
on? I would like to talk about the Z19. We're releasing it at the Bassmaster Classic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the first week of March. And it's a new 19-foot model. We came out with an 18 and a 20. But we didn't have one in between, and a lot of anglers were requesting that 19-footer where it's still a big boat and can take rough water, but it can get you if you're pitching docks and maneuvering through stumps.
So
it's a little bit smaller than say, a 21.
Yeah. But it's
rated for a 200 horsepower, which the boat in our testing with two people and average gear, of course, quoting speeds is always going to vary depending on conditions and load and altitude and all that. But we're seeing a consistent 70 miles an hour out of the boat with the 200. Yeah.
Wow.
So
hold on to your hat. Hold on to your hat.
20 or 21 footer. Yeah, you know, you have to have a 225 or a 250 to reach those speeds. So
it's going to be
very, very economically priced, and we're looking at the mid 30s. So we're really excited about that boat,
and it's got a big platform on the front.
What's that? Huge fishing platform in the front, very similar to our 20 and 21 footers. That's that's one thing about our new Nitro Z series boats is we use input from all of our pro team, Van Dam, Evers, Defoe. I'm just throwing some names out there, but the fishing features and comfort features are just incredible in those boats.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go, but I'm assuming that you've got financing and Bass Pro's a good place to reach those.
We do have Tracker Marine Financing, TMFS. So, yes, you can go into the Bass Pro Shops, apply for the loan, and do everything you need without leaving the store.
Wow. And you can even, you know, while you're there, pick up a couple of hooks and rods and reels.
We've got some of that, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, again, we just didn't have enough time. So hopefully, if you don't mind, you know, we'd like to get back with you real quick and spend a little bit more time with you, because we can't cover it all this quick. But
always happy to talk to you, John.
Incredible stuff. You guys are incredible. Really appreciate that, Rick, and we'll be talking to you real soon. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you momentarily. Thank you, Rick.
Stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500 you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best in class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts, glory, Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
Bass Angler Magazine simply brings you more. If you want to learn the latest technique, start winning tournaments, or just catch more bass, then Bass Angler Magazine is for you. Go to www.bassmag.com, click on the order link, and use the promo code FBR. Go to www.bassmag.com. Bass Angler Magazine, bassmag.com. It will be the best $20 you've ever spent.
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And we have with us, not exactly in studio, but certainly in spirit, and by way of radio transmission, we have Michael Briggs from Ketchikan, Alaska. And one of my favorite spots, and Michael and I have known each other for years. I've been going up to Ketchikan for taking trips up there for, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years. And Michael is, by the way, Michael.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
he's got a brand new baby boy born on Christmas Day.
Yep, 3 weeks old today.
Wow, that is, you're probably still walking off the ground. That's your first baby, isn't it, for you?
It is, yeah. It's been just amazing. Every minute is a new thing, you know, and it's just, yeah. It's hard to even explain. Yeah. I'm sure most people.
Well, you live in Ketchikan.
I do.
You know, and most people that know Ketchikan don't live there. What is the population of the greater Ketchikan area?
Well, the city itself is about 8,000 people. The island, which, you know, the outside of the city limits, we consider all of those people Ketchikanites as well. Mm-hmm. That's about another 7,000 people live outside the city limits, so about 15,000 year-round residents. And then, of course, when the summer comes and the cruise ships show up, we get a lot of seasonal workers that come up and just spend a few months with us.
Then you got 15,000 people a day getting off the cruise ships.
Well, yeah, I mean, on a heavy day, you'll get 10 to 11,000 passengers plus for each passenger, I think, or every two passengers, there's one crew member, so that's another 5 to 6,000 people that are being paid to be on the ship, and they all descend on the city as well, so it, like, every day the population doubles for the day, and then they go away for the evening and leave the town to us to enjoy.
Well, let me make a comment. A lot of people that their experience in Alaska is a cruise ship. And the first stop in the Inland Passage is Ketchikan. Ketchikan is what you might call the tropics of Alaska. I mean, even though it rains 14 feet a year, it's, you know, it very seldom snows. And yeah, it gets a little, you know, a little rainy up there. But in the summertime, it's pretty nice. And on any given day, it can rain. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And going on a cruise ship, I'm not saying don't do it. But there's a big difference between cruising a quarter of a mile offshore and looking through the fogs at the trees and the things and actually being on the island. And Ketchikan is, when was that first established, you know?
Well, I mean, the city really got started as a mining settlement in the mid-1800s, but incorporated as a city or a settlement like in the late 1800s, probably around 1890, somewhere around that ballpark.
There's some history there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was initially, you know, people were on their way up to the Klondike looking for gold, and, you know, they got this far, and rumors, of course, of precious metals being in the hills nearby. So a lot of people stuck it out near here. They never really found any. There was some copper and zinc primarily found nearby. But that was kind of what started it. And then, of course, you know, people realized there's a lot of fish coming through here and logging. You know, a lot of timber in this area. So
there was,
Those were the three main reasons for people to settle in Ketchikan.
Well, when you say there's a lot of fish, I would say that's an understatement. I've heard Ketchikan called the salmon capital of the world.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we do get all five species of Pacific salmon migrating through this area each year. I mean, there are times when you literally, I mean, I used to joke around that you could tie a toothpick to a shoestring and drag it through the water and catch fish.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the different species come at different times. So, if, you know, you start off with king salmon, and then you'll see a kind of an early run of silvers coming through, and then the pinks and chums come in big numbers, and then a second run of silvers starts up in late August, early September, and they have the waters around here all to themselves for about a month. Mm-hmm. So depending on what it is you're looking to, you know, to do, whether it's you're after a specific species or if you want to just come slam a bunch of fish, you know, all summer long, it's great up here.
Of course, we haven't even talked about the halibut. But you know, I think that, you know, what to put it in perspective is salmon, they start off in a stream or river. They go to the ocean and return. Well, Ketchikan is kind of like the toll road, where there's so many different streams and rivers in and around Ketchikan that all of these salmon go out to sea, and when they come back, they come right back through Ketchikan.
So, yeah, I mean, even if they're headed even further north, you know, their spawning stream happens to be up near Juneau or even up near Yakutat.
Right.
Those fish are probably entering the Inside Passage just south of Ketchikan and coming through our waters on their way up to those areas.
Yeah. And, you know, most of the area that you're at, it's all islands. Actually, the bridge to nowhere, which was kind of a stupid mistake, is actually the airport is on an island across the channel from Ketchikan.
And right, that's Gravina Island.
Vahia, Hahera, something. But no, that's the island you're on. But anyway,
right.
But there's all these different islands and streams. And what's really cool is if you go to Ketchikan, you've got this high granite cliffs with mm-hmm. these conifers. What kind of what are the pine trees that you normally see up there?
Well, we have Sitka spruce, hemlock, and red and yellow cedar primarily.
Mm-hmm. And when you're coming into the docks up there, the granite cliffs, you know, might be 50 feet high. And then you've got these 200 feet tall trees right next to them. And when you look up, there's bald eagles all over the place. It's like if you're in Southern California, you know, there's seagulls everywhere. Up there, there's bald eagles everywhere. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. And, you know, it's kind of cool. Sometimes you go up there and you get a small fish that's not, you know, a little rockfish or something that's not going to do well. So instead of just tossing it in, you wait till you get back to shore and you pick it up, you know, and show it. And it's, of course, they got eagle eyes. And then you yeah. just kind of toss it out, and these eagles will swoop down and grab it and take off. Actually, I think on our website, when we were up there last year or the year before, someone actually had a fish in their hand on the boat waving it around, and an eagle came by and swooped it up.
Mm-hmm. I've seen there's a couple of eagles near Clover Pass Resort in particular that mm-hmm. have kind of gotten used to it, and they'll come right out of the sky and catch them in the air before they hit the water.
Yeah.
trained animals.
Yeah. No, it is absolutely beautiful. And then, of course, the history of Ketchikan has got, you know, you can go to a cruise ship and enjoy it, and you go to the cruise ship stores and buy, you know, their trinkets and stuff. But to actually go up there and spend a few days, you've got some incredible resorts, incredible mm-hmm. fishing areas, and even if you don't want to go fishing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, a million cruise ship passengers a year come through Ketchikan, so there's a million things to do besides mm-hmm. fish.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the best salmon fishing, I think, in the world. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm partial to spending some time on the water. The problem when you come in on a cruise ship, and there's, you know, a lot of people get introduced to the inside passage by doing that first, coming mm-hmm. up on a cruise right. ship, stopping in each of the ports. A lot of the people that I've met that have done that always they come to me and say, you know, we're only in each town for about 5 or 6 hours, and Ketchikan was our favorite. They always say that. And so I invite them back to come and spend a few extra days with us, you know, come yeah. in, stay at one of the lodges, uh-huh. Do some of the other activities, get out on the water a few times, and go home with a ton of fish.
Yeah. Well, and it's got this I wouldn't say Western, but you know, early American, but there's just a feel about this place, you know, and even, you know, even some of the local watering holes have so much character. And
oh, yeah.
Of course, the people you meet in there, there's some real characters in there.
Yeah, no question about that.
But and then, you know, there is, you know, the different museums and things like that. That and, you know, at 5 o'clock, you know, when they roll up the sidewalks as the cruise ships leave, that's the time, you know, to go in and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you've got some great restaurants that have been there and bars that have been there for probably 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the stores.
Absolutely,
and
yeah. The Arctic yeah. Bar, I think, started in 1923. And that is technically the oldest bar in Ketchikan.
Oh,
but
the Arctic. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the Arctic Bar. But there's a ton of them here that have been around for yeah. 60, 70 years anyway, you know.
Yeah.
It's got its own unique character for sure. Yeah. All of Southeast kind of, you know, people from the outside kind of think of it all as similar. But once you get yeah. in and you dig into each of the towns, they all kind of have their own personality.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say that someone is interested in going up, and they go, do I go on a cruise ship, or should I just go and spend a week? It's probably cheaper to, you know, just spend a week, but, you know, you can take float planes out mm-hmm. and visit the glaciers. You can take a float plane out, and when the float planes go out and they take a couple people out, you know, there's so many lakes. They'll go out, and they're planning on going to a particular lake or pond. And mm-hmm. they fly over it, and, you know, this might be a, you know, 20, 30-acre lake or 100-acre lake, but there's already a float plane there. They don't stop. They go to the next mm-hmm. one. You know,
yeah, I mean, you know, they call, you know, what is it, Minnesota the land of 1,000 lakes? Well, there's 3 million lakes in Alaska. And there's hundreds of them within just a short plane ride.
Just going up, and the prices are reasonable. You can take a float plane out for a couple of guys for a few hundred bucks, and it's incredible. But anyway, we're going to have to cut this one off. Best way to get in touch with you in Ketchikan would be?
Call me at the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau. That number is 907-225-6166. And if you have any questions at all about Ketchikan, I'm happy to answer them.
Mike Briggs. So you just go, actually, you probably just type in Ketchikan and Visitors Bureau, right?
Correct. It's visit-ketchikan.com.
Perfect. Michael, thank you very much.